Blog Talk Radio.
Seasons of Purpose broadcast, a ministry of New Season Church International. Ecclesiastes 3:1 states, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. Thank you for tuning in, and now let's begin our study in the all-sustaining Word of God. Hallelujah.
You want me to pray? Amen. Praise God. Good evening, everyone, and welcome again to the Seasons of Purpose radio broadcast. We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Pastor Constance Whitehurst. We give God all the praise, honor, and glory for another opportunity to join with you in the study of God's holy word. Tonight, we have a special guest. In Minister Mother Pat Gallo of Lake Charles, Louisiana, and she's going to bring forth a powerful word that I've been waiting to hear on the power of the Holy Communion, the power of the Holy Communion. And before we go into this time of study, we'd like to usher in the presence of the Lord with a song of praise, and then we're going to go to the throne of grace in prayer. Remember, no matter what you may be going through, no matter what the circumstance, as long as you keep your hands in the hands of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and Almighty God, there will be glory after this. Listen and be blessed.
Praise the Lord, everybody. We got a message to encourage you and let you know that no matter what you're going through, there's still glory coming, and it's coming after this. Clap your hands, come on! God specializes. They think it's impossible.
Of which is the power
Holy Communion. So I'm going to go ahead and bring Mother Pat into the studio at this time. Praise God. We thank God for her. Mother Pat, can you hear me? Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. I can hear you loud and clear. Hallelujah. We thank God for you tonight, and we pray that you allow the Lord to use you and that his word will go forth through your vocal cords with power and authority and anointing. So I'm going to go ahead and turn the microphone over to you. Go right ahead, please.
Amen, amen. Good evening, everyone. Good evening.
Good evening.
So glad and excited. I want to thank Pastor Jasper and Pastor Lisa for allowing
Amen.
Me this opportunity to share this word that the Lord has given to me, and I do believe it will be beneficial for the body of believers. I also
Amen.
Want to acknowledge my pastor, Pastor Ronna Lee Mayo of United Christian Fellowship here in Lake Charles, Louisiana. I don't
Praise
take
God.
It lightly because my pastor trusts me, and he allowed me to come and share this word. So I have
yes.
his blessing and his covering as I go forward tonight.
Amen.
My title is really The Church Without a Blemish.
Amen.
And I want to pray, let us pray before I get started. The first thing
yes.
I want to say first is this. I was sitting down in my time of meditation and reading, and I heard the Holy Spirit say, what cleanses your sin? And naturally, I said, God, it's the blood of Jesus. So now let
Amen.
Me pray for your goodness. And we are so grateful that
yes.
your goodness stays after us. We pray
mm-hmm.
God
yes.
that you and allow us to be your mouthpiece, your conduit
mm-hmm.
for your people.
Mm-hmm.
Let the
mm-hmm.
hearts be open and receptive that your people be encouraged
yes.
and challenged. We pray for the unsaved person
mm-hmm.
to be set to the kingdom, to come into the kingdom. We pray, Father,
yes.
for the backsliders to be restored, those that are unsure to get assurance, those
mm-hmm.
unchurched, uncommitted to be settled and planted. And
yes.
let your name, Father, get all the glory and all the honor in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, I ask you to open the eyes of our discernment of the communion
mm-hmm.
and to be the communion to be powerful for healing and for deliverance. In the awesome name of your Son, our Lord and our Savior, Jesus, amen. As
amen.
I was saying, that I was sitting down reading and meditating, and that question came to me, what washes and cleans your sin? And
that's
I replied, it's the blood of Jesus. I'm going to read
right.
for your hearing the scripture out of Matthew's 28:28. For this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. And the second scripture I'm going to read, it comes from Ephesians 5:27. That he might present it to himself, a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. We are the church that God is talking about. He shed his blood for us. Those that receive and believe that the blood of Jesus was shed to cleanse us from all our sins. And as I was sitting there reading and meditating, it's just like I was in an open vision. And in this vision, I seen drops of red coming down. And everywhere there was drops of red, and I do believe God was showing me the blood of Jesus. Everywhere that those drops fell, it became white, 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 white. And I say, my God, it's the blood of Jesus that cleanses us and washes white as snow. How often, now, when I talk about the communion, this is what God gave me. It's your choice of how you do it. But as I was meditating and stuff, I say, when do you receive communion? Well, according to scriptures in Corinthians 11:26, for as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death until he comes. Now, with that being said, I say, Lord, I want to take the communion to show your death every day that I live. And then when I was also reading and meditating, he said, when we take the communion, it's a tool against Satan, because it puts Satan in remembrance what Jesus did when he shed his blood and he went to hell and took the keys of the kingdom from Satan and made a show of him openly through his death. Then, like I said again, I have purpose to take the communion every day. It's a meal that heals and delivers. As I said earlier, he is looking for a church. Now, we as the people of God know that the church is not UCL, Bethel, or whatnot. We are the church. We are the ones that he is cleansing with his blood and removing all the blemishes and spots from us as we receive him now, whatever amount of time or how often you do. You are getting cleansed every time you take the communion. And I want to share with you, brothers and sisters, take this tool that was given to us by Jesus himself, and it will, as often as you take it or whatever you decide, it will make a change in your life. As the church, he is looking for a church without blemish. And I do believe when he said it's the blood of Jesus that cleanses, it's the blood of Jesus that redeems us. So I believe that this is one of the things that God wants us to do. Now, when you take the communion, you got to remember that he said many are sick, a weak, some even prematurely dying because they don't discern the communion as they should. You got to discern the Lord's body. Isaiah 53, verse 5. We're going to go through this scripture, and then I'm going to tell you what he showed me as I read the scripture. Isaiah 53, verse 5. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his strength, we are healed. Notice, he said, we are healed, which is past tense. Already done. And as I read that scripture, which he said that the wound he received was for my transgressions, your transgressions. Let's look at the meaning, the definition of transgression. Transgression is an act that goes against a law, a rule, a code of conduct, and it is an offense. He was bruised for our iniquity. I define iniquity. Iniquity is immoral, a grossly unfair behavior. God forgives us of our sins, but there are sometimes that our behaviors are still active. But God says he was bruised for our iniquity. Then he showed me in the natural, if you bump your arm or your leg or whatnot, you get a bruise. That's blood under the skin. Now, Jesus was bruised, the same thing, blood under his skin. And he said, and he showed me this. He said, when the bruise happened, all those behaviors, unforgiveness, lying, stealing, whatever, eventually, as you get closer to God, those behaviors begin to fade away just like the bruise. It starts getting less and less and less. So now, when you go through this, and your behavior change, you'll notice that you're getting closer and closer with your walk with God. That is how our iniquities are dealt with. And I repeat again, the closer you get to God, those behaviors fade away. You come to a place in your life that you no longer want to have these behaviors. Now he said about peace. He said his peace was up on his shoulder. He said your peace, your chastisement of your peace rested upon him. And, you know, I tell people when they talk to me, I have a very vivid imagination. And what came to my imagination is, you knew how strong Samson in the Bible was. And they put him between two posts, and he brought that porch down. Well, just imagine that our Jesus is more stronger and more powerful than Samson would ever be. So all the things that we have gone through, the depression, the anxiety, the anxiety, the anger, the unforgiveness, the depression, everything that the enemy tried to play in your mind, God said, your peace rests upon me. The presence of your peace is upon me. And I'm reminded, I went to the scripture in Isaiah where it says, if you keep your mind upon him,
he
will keep you in perfect peace because
perfect peace.
You trust him. See, we got to get to a place in our life that we got to trust God no matter, hallelujah, no matter what it looks like, what it sounds like, we got to trust him. And
that's
then,
right.
When it came to the scripture, by his stripes, you are healed. It did not say you are going to be healed. It said you are healed. This was prophesied in the Old Testament and came into fruition in the New Testament when Jesus gave up himself, went through all those things, the scourging of his body, the 39 lashes, because if they would have did 40, would have killed him before he would have went to that grave. I mean, went to that cross. And even in 2 Peter 2:24, who his own self, bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes we were healed. Whatever disease or sickness that has a name, such as Parkinson, cancer, heart disease, hypertension, irregular heartbeats, if the list can go on and on and on. He said, by his stripes, you are healed. Now, we receive the communion. We don't take it as a ritual. We usually, traditionally, in our churches, we may take it once a month. I've heard some denominations take it once a year. But he said, as often as you do this, in remembrance of me, you do show the Lord's death until he comes. Now, that's a weapon. It's a weapon against Satan as a reminder that Jesus did everything for us. Even when you go back to Revelation, Revelation declares that we overcome him that's in the world by the blood of the Lamb and the words of our testimony. So we have a testimony when we take the communion. Our testimony is Jesus did this for me. He made me an overcomer. He shed his blood for me. And he gave his body and he shed his blood for us. So when we eat the bread, you are the recipients of everything Jesus done in his body. When you drink his blood, you have shown his death until he comes. We are the church. You are the church that has been washed in his blood. And I'll repeat it. I can't help but repeat it again. I personally decide to take the communion on a daily basis for the manifestation of my healing and the protection from my enemy, or from the enemy, not mine. As I was reading in a book, the title of that book is "There's Power in Taking Communion," and there was a chiropractor named Dr. John Miller, and Dr. John Miller has said he wanted to do a study on the Passover and the connection with the Lord's Supper and the ancient prophecies about a sin-bearing Messiah by uncovering these Jewish rules. Dr. John found a remarkable pathway to healing. He said the Lord's Supper contains a key to healing. Dr. John was searching for biblical keys to healing when he came upon this verse written by the Apostle Paul. For he and drinks in an unworthy manner, eat and drink judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this reason, many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep. And that come out of 1 Corinthians 11:29-30. Now, the key thing that I got out of here is this. If you don't discern the Lord's body, it can cause the opposite of what you want. If you discern the Lord's body, it can bring healing and deliverance unto us.
Amen.
And Dr. John said this scripture plainly says that faileth to discern the body of the Lord, and it will make some weak, some sick, or even cause premature death. So we understand that the key is discerning the Lord's body. I had been in, he said he had been in churches, and he never heard that taught in that manner. And so it gives me a thought that if we discern, which we should before we take the communion, when we discern the body, we can expect God to bring healing and deliverance through his, we call it the Lord's Supper or communion. He will restore us into health. He also had told of a testimony that he shared with one of his friends. And one of his friends was involved in a car wreck. And in this car wreck, he had lost his peripheral vision. And Dr. John had shared with him about taking the Lord's Supper or taking communion. And when this his friend started taking it, his friend was healed. His peripheral vision was restored. And he also told of another testimony of a minister that was a minister of an Assembly of God church, and he had cancer of the kidney. And so they were not expecting for this man to live. But as they called the family in, someone had told them, start giving him communion. And this particular man, this minister, he had an atheist doctor that didn't believe in God. And when this minister started taking communion on a daily basis as his family gave it to him, this man had a miracle. His kidneys was totally restored from cancer.
Amen.
So you see, discerning the Lord, the body means eating the bread of the Lord's Supper thoughtfully and meditatively, considering all the implications of the suffering that our Lord Jesus had endured for us on our behalf. Jesus took on himself the sins and sickness of us all. So that means by his stripes, we are here. We got to believe this. You got to believe Amen. That what Jesus done, it is so. No matter what the doctors say, I'm telling you, whatever the doctors say, we always say, who report will I believe? I choose to believe the report of the Lord God Almighty, because his words say we are healed by the stripes of Jesus. Then we take the Lord's it's not just taking it as a ritual. You have to really believe. Many people are healed once they understand and believe about the communion. He also talked about a friend named Troy Miller, and he also had a grave diagnosis, and he also started taking the communion, and a miracle was performed in his body. Now, I want to share those are stories, testimonies that I read in the book. I want to bring it up to my experience and the things that we have experienced in taking communion every day.
Amen.
I started taking days, and I had been dealing with high blood pressure, irregular heartbeat get up to 137, 140. And, I mean, it just zaps you. You feel terrible. You feel like you got to get to the hospital right now and right then. But as I start taking the communion and confessing what God said about taking the communion and discerning his body, I tell you this. that I feel 100% better. 100%. He already healed me. All I am doing is walking toward the manifestation of my complete healing. All right?
Amen.
Now, my daughter, well, I have a son named Stanley. He's and Stanley was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. And he had gotten to the place whereas he would not really talk with us very much. We are doing full care of Stanley, okay? And so I said, well, I'm going to start giving Stanley communion every day. So
Amen.
In the last couple of weeks ago, my daughter said, Mom, have you noticed Stanley is talking more with us? And I'm telling you, when he talks with us, it is so relevant to what we are talking about. Now, let me give you a little example. One day, I was feeding him, and when I gave him the food, I said, Stanley, is that too hot? And he told me, yes, it's too hot. And then I went on and I said, oh, that's not too hot. You can eat that. He turned around and told me, well, it's not going down your throat. It's too hot. I said, wow, thank you, Jesus. So I had to back down on what I was doing. And then we had another incident about taking the communion. It was last week. I had I call her my little daughter, but it's my best friend's daughter. And she was visiting, and I was telling her about what I was going to speak on about the communion and start taking the communion. This young woman had experienced a major heart attack the earlier part of the year. And so, you know, when somebody presents symptoms to you, you be, well, should I call 911? Well, then, as I was telling you, it was funny how this had happened. Oh, we were so excited learning more and more about taking to the communion. And then all of a sudden, she had an attack. It was not a heart attack. The ISP was trying to keep her from hearing what we were going to talk about the power of taking communion and how it can bring your healing and your deliverance. So when she had started these symptoms, and I'm being a nurse, I took her blood pressure, I checked her pulse and all this other stuff, and the blood pressure was high, the pulse was high, she wasn't clammy. We said, do you want to go to the emergency room? She said, no, I don't want to go to the emergency room. So I say, come on, we're going to pray, and we're going to give you communion. And also I gave her some mustard, some yellow mustard to help with to bring the blood pressure down. After she's taken that communion, I'm telling you, it wasn't a good 10 minutes. That girl's blood pressure went down 112 over 60-something, and her pulse was 67 or 68. It wasn't even 10 minutes. So I know the power of the blood of Jesus. It was plain as day to us. And then another thing, I called Pastor Jasper and Pastor Lisa, my daughter in love and my son in love. And I shared with them about the communion prior to this. I shared with them several months ago about taking the communion. So they shared it with their congregation. And one of their members took hold to this, and she started taking the communion, and several weeks later, she came back and gave her testimony that her health has started changing. That's taking the communion on a daily basis. So I just thank God that he is bringing to us a weapon, making us more aware of the weapon that we can use against the enemy. And also receive the manifestation of our healing. But the key thing is, you got to believe. You got to believe that it is so. Now,
that's right.
I asked Pastor Lisa, I had asked Pastor Lisa that we could take communion. So if you all have your elements with you, I'm going to go through the communion. And then after I go through the communion, it's a prayer that I pray for Thanksgiving. And when I pray the part, thank you, Father, for the manifestation, you whisper to God, thanking him for the manifestation for whatever is ailing your health, your mind, or whatever, you thank him for the manifestation after we take the communion.
Amen.
So open up your, I could open mine up. But anyway, we're going to come to prepare to take the communion.
Amen.
So give you a few seconds or whatever to prepare. Thank you.
Thank you.
As we go to the Father, we always ask him to forgive us of all our sins.
Amen.
Our sins, our words, thoughts,
yes.
Deeds, or anything that we omitted that we should have done and we didn't. So, Father, we ask you in Jesus' name to forgive us of all our sins, knowingly, unknowingly, sins by thoughts, deeds that we did not do, deeds that we done that we should not have done, in Jesus' name. Now, we're going to discern the Lord's body before you eat it. We're going to discern the Lord's body. According to Isaiah, he says that he was wounded for our transgressions. We thank you, Father, that you were wounded for our transgression. We thank you, Father, that you've taken the bruises upon your back for our iniquities, those behaviors that we have not totally been eradicated out of our spirit, man, but we know as we continue to walk closer to you that those iniquities will not be a part of our life anymore. We thank you, Father God, that the chastisement of our peace rested upon your shoulder. And we thank you, Father God, because of the peace that you give and the peace that we receive. Father God, we thank you, oh God, that we trust in you because now we keep our mind upon you, that you keep us in perfect peace in Jesus' name. Now, Father God, as we look upon the stripes, the 39 lashes, the 39 lashes that you took upon your back, every one of those stripes had a name of a disease that we may be going through or have gone through. But you said, oh God, in your word that we were healed by the stripes of Jesus. And we thank you, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, that we decree and declare that we are the heel of the Lord because of the stripes that your son, our Lord, and our Savior put upon his back for us.
Yes, Lord.
Now, Lord God, we thank you that you allow us to receive these precious elements that represent the body and the blood of your son. Receive the body of Christ. Let us all. Receive the precious blood that's able to wash us and cleanse us from all blemishes. And that when Jesus look up on us, he see that no blemishes, that we shall be presented to him in Jesus' name as his bride, that without a spot or blemish, let us drink. Thank you, Father God. Father,
thank
we thank you tonight as we have received the communion. We thank you, Lord, Father God, that we receive the manifestation and name whatever you're going through. We receive the manifestation.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
of our healing and our deliverance through the communion in Jesus' name. And Lord, we ever so thankful, we ever so grateful for all that you have done, what you are doing, and what you're going to do as we continue to walk in your way. Jesus' name, amen and amen. Thank you all.
Amen. 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 Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Oh, Lord, hallelujah. We just give you praise. We thank Mother Pat so much for this powerful message. I just wanted to personally share a testimony. Then I'm going to go ahead and bring those into the studio that may want to have a testimony as well. Mother Pat, thank you again so much for sharing this powerful word. God bless you. Thank you so much also for sharing with us, because we've been practicing it. Yeah. And very recently, right before Christmas, we were diagnosed with COVID. First, my husband was diagnosed with it. And at one night, his temperature had gone up to 102.5. And immediately I gave him the communion elements, and we began to pray. We prayed, and I gave him the communion elements, and his fever went back down within, it wasn't even about maybe 10 minutes or so, it went back down. Later also, we had, and I had communion as well. My son, who's 18, our son, he also contracted COVID during that time. His fever had gone up to 101. And then we gave the communion elements. His fever went back down. And then, praise God, during this entire time, both my son and I, maybe about right around the 27th, actually, we were diagnosed, but it only lasted, the symptoms only lasted about 2 days, and I did not even get a fever during this time. I mean, not the symptoms were so mild with me. I was like, praise God, thank you, Jesus. That which took millions of people out of here 2 years ago, praise God, the Lord allowed for us to be able, and I know, as Mother Pat said, all you got to do is believe and obey the word of God, and your healing will take place. We thank God for that. God, oh, there is power in taking of the Holy Communion. And even more recently, my husband was diagnosed. This was earlier this past week, and he was told that he had had a stroke in his left eye, to the emergency room. And we were told by our primary care physician to allow him to have, to make sure he needs to have a CT scan, EKG, and lab work. Before we went to the emergency room, we took time to pray, and we took Holy Communion, praise God. Well, we want to let you all know and report, hallelujah, every one of those tests came back normal, praise God. To God be all the glory. So when we tell you that this, oh, yes, the power of God and his healing power that follows the communion, that follows his word, there is healing. Yes, it is, in the power of the communion and in the blood of Jesus Christ. Plead the blood of Jesus Christ, and praise God and thank God in advance for his healing. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. I'm going to go ahead and open the lines up tonight. Bear with us. We have a lot of people, praise God. Thank God for everyone that has tuned in tonight for this powerful message. If you just go ahead and press 1 on your dial pad, we'll bring you into the studio. Caller, right now, your number is 7936, the last 4 digits of your phone number, 793. Go right ahead, please. Can you hear me?
caller, 7936. Hello, caller, 7936.
Hello?
Yes, hello, hello. Can you go right ahead, please? You're live into the studio.
Yes, I want to thank God that I'm healed from COVID around November. I was down
Amen.
For 3 days and could barely get up to go to the bathroom. I didn't want to brush my teeth or anything like that, but now I am healed. I'm able to eat. I wasn't able to eat before. I was having
Amen.
Severe pain in my stomach. And my energy level was just wiped out. But now, praise God, I'm back at work doing God's will.
Amen.
And I support. And this Christmas, I was able to celebrate with my mom, my little brother. Didn't have any problems.
Amen.
But on Thanksgiving, I was alone. Well, I wasn't alone. I was with the Lord, the Holy Spirit, and Jesus.
Yeah.
But I wasn't able to eat some turkey and dressing. But this time, I was able to eat some turkey and dressing.
All right, now. Thank
Amen.
You, God. Amen. Thank you for that testimony.
Amen.
Thank you for that testimony. Praise God.
Yes.
And thank God for your healing. Hallelujah. Amen. He is a mighty good, good God. Caller, the last four digits of your number are 5371. Caller number 5371. And go ahead, please. Caller 5371, you're live into the studio. Go ahead, please. All right. Caller, last call for 5371. Go right ahead, please. All right. Amen. Is there another tonight? Go ahead and press 1 on your dial pad. And that will dispatch you into the studio. Press 1 on your dial pad, and it will dispatch you into the studio. We'd love to hear your testimony. And hallelujah. Praise God. Caller number 9529. Caller number 9529. Just one moment. Go right ahead, please. Hello, how are you?
Hello.
Caller 9529. Go right ahead, please.
Yeah, I just want to encourage Sister Pat. I think it was an awesome word, Sister Pat. This is Elder George from United Christian Fellowship Church, and I heard your message. And I just want to say that, you know, you're just being used by God and bringing forth the word. And I just want to encourage you that you did an awesome job. And I just want to encourage you for future use that if God uses you like that to bring forth his word, and just it was a blessing to me tonight. That's all I want to say.
Amen.
All right.
Praise God. Amen. Thank you, brother, for your words of encouragement.
Yeah.
Thank you, Elder. Amen. Praise God. Go ahead if you'd like to share in this. Your testimony and share in this word. Provide the woman of God with words of encouragement. We'd love to hear from you. Press 1 on your dial pad, and we will gladly dispatch you into the studio. Hallelujah. Praise God. Is there another tonight? Ah, praise God. Caller, your last four digits are 3258. Caller number 3258. Go right ahead, please. Good evening.
Amen.
Good
God
evening.
Bless you.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. You're live. Go right ahead, please. Can you hear me? Caller 3258. Okay, we'll come back to you. Let's see. Is there another tonight? Press 1 on your dial pad. I'm going to go back to caller 5371. caller 5371. Earlier we could not hear you, but I'm going to go back to you. Caller 5371, can you hear me?
All right. Amen. Amen. Well, praise God. We have, again, thank all of you that tuned in tonight, and a special thanks to those, we have about 3 minutes left into the broadcast, that shared your testimony. The Word of God says that, and they overcame him. That means the enemy by the blood of the Lamb. There's the blood of Jesus Christ and the word of their testimony. So when you share your testimony, know that you are putting the enemy on the run. He's got to flee. And also you're encouraging others, because God is not a respecter of person. And what God has done for one, oh, yes, he will. If you believe by prayer, he will do for you also. So we just give God the praise. If there is one on the line that doesn't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life, this is your opportunity tonight. What a powerful message. What a powerful time and a powerful opportunity in the Lord that it would be for you to give your life to the Lord Jesus Christ. Romans 10:9-10 tells us, if we but confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in our heart that God has raised him from the dead, then we shall be saved. So all you need to do is pray a simple prayer that says, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner. I know and I believe that you are the Son of God, that you came and that you lived, died, and you were resurrected for my sins. I ask you to come into my life and take charge of my life for the rest of my life. And if you pray but that simple prayer, we welcome you into Amen. The kingdom of God tonight. You are saved and your name has been written down into the Lamb's Book of Life. Give us a call at 404-281-0799 and let us know. We would love to be able to minister further to you and find a good word and a God-seeking church to be able to join and learn and grow more in the Lord. We ask you again tonight to go forth on awesome week, everyone, and to God be all the glory. We love you. God bless and good night.
Thank you, Mother
Pat. Thank you, Mother Pat. Praise God.
You will.
Let me hear the worshiper. Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together, because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
Take it up and praise.
It's to our God. worthy of the praise. I don't care what you've been through. Just know that praise is bringing you out right now.